We are now going to transition into some of the training. And keep in mind, guys, we had 3 days in Oklahoma City. A lot of you were there. We had a huge training on Thursday afternoon, then all day Friday, all day Saturday. And we're going to try to condense that into a couple hours. And so take some copious notes, but this is going to be a little bit like getting a drink out of a fire hydrant if this is brand new, your first time. We're going to go through it, but my advice is don't miss the future events coming up, because we'll be covering these things at our briefings and other Super Saturdays and stuff, but today we're going to try to hit every single one of them and give you at least a little bit of flavor of every single thing there. And if time allows, we might open it up for a Q&A at the end if we can really move along through the training. So to start off with what I think is one of the biggest game changers in not only this business but in this industry that was announced in Oklahoma City. Everybody get it up for $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Ryan Burns!
All right. It's been a really exciting week for all of us that just got back from convention. And if for some reason you weren't able to make it there, hopefully we can share some of the things that happened. One of the things Mr. Hill just said that I just realized when I came out of my first convention was when you just work a little harder, I mean, it's such a simple thing. When you just work a little bit harder, you know, obviously you start experiencing more success. You start getting the traction in your business that you've always wanted. But that's so easy to say, but then when you're new, and that's what I always try to revert back to, is when I was new and when I was in my very first few weeks in the business, how did I feel about working harder at something that I didn't know how to work harder at? You know, you have the highest level of anxiety when you're new, right? And you have your lowest level of knowledge, and that's kind of a bad combination. And that's how I felt. I was excited, but I had a lot of anxiety because I didn't know what I just got myself into, right? Has anybody ever signed up a new associate, or maybe you were that new associate? You signed up, you got excited, and that night you're like, what did I just do? What am I doing? I don't know what to do tomorrow. I mean, I don't know how to make money. But, you know, really, my sponsor, she has only had about 2 weeks of experience in the business. So as excited as she was and as excited as I was, in fact, she just came back from a national convention, so she was pretty excited, but she only had like maybe 3 days or 4 days in the business before she went. That's probably one of the reasons why she followed up with me about 12 times before she signed me up. You know, called me. But I can tell you one thing that she did absolutely perfect with me is she always made that phone call telling me to get to the next event. Now, we have this fast start qualification period, and I got started when I actually signed my application. It was a 900,000 plus income earner, Mr. Darnell Self, who did the presentation for me. That's when I actually signed my app. After 2 weeks of investigating and pushing it off, and I was going and checking a lot of things out. You know, I came to a luncheon. That was my first exposure. But a lot of people don't hear, you know, the story behind that is I loved it, but I didn't sign up that night. You know, I went home with full intention to investigate this company and to kind of check in. Has anybody ever heard that? They're like, let me go check a few things out. I had full intention to investigate this company, but after lunch, you know, we had our flag football game, and, you know, after that, I didn't remember what I heard at lunch, you know, so it just wasn't in the front of my mind. And, you know, she called me the next day and asked me how my investigation stuff was going, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm still looking. But it was completely gone out of my mind. So if there's any lesson in that, it's just following up. She kept on following up, and she got me to another event. She got me to a training. I attended a training before I ever signed up. And I remember at every event, I always had an excuse to leave before the event was over so they didn't try to, you know, app me up, right? I was terrified of making the commitment to get started. But finally, I came to that Super Saturday with full intentions of signing up that morning. And obviously, Darnell Self's presentation put me over the top. I signed that application, and I got started. But I didn't really get started with the most duplicatable system that I could go duplicate right away. I didn't get started. Some people got started by getting handed a tool, a DVD. That was actually never really in the process of me getting started. I came to an event, which all worked, and it got me in the system eventually. But it when you see somebody get started with a tool, the nice thing about that is they can go and duplicate what you did. So here I am. I'm really excited, and I'm plugging into the events, but I'm not having massive success in my first week because I was waiting 7 days for the next briefing to do anything, which is not necessarily bad, and it eventually worked out because I kept on attending the trainings, and my sponsor, the one thing she did right, is she made sure she called me every event. And I can't say that I've done that perfectly on every recruit that I've got, but she called me every event. That first month, I guarantee there was not a Wednesday or a Thursday that I did not have a phone call, her just touching base and, hey, by the way, I'm going to be passing your house. Do you want to hop in or should I just meet you there? Even on the second month, you know, she was calling me about, you know, hey, maybe we should see what we can do about that list and get some guests there. And finally, we had, instead of 30 days to get Fast Start qualified, I had 45 days to Fast Start qualify. And I Fast Start qualified on my 45th day, sweating bullets, calling Mr. Hall, just begging him to make sure he calls forward, make sure that third application, it's all we needed is three, application got in the system. So needless to say, and it had to be three recruits. We had a few more memberships, but back then you had to have three recruits to Fast Start qualify. But needless to say, I didn't come out of the gates rocking this business. And that's kind of my point. A lot of people might think that, when they hear our stories. I was a very slow starter, but I can tell you, on that 45th day, I attended an event, and my sponsor came up to Millionaire Club member Mr. Hall, and me and him probably only shook hands a few times at the event, so we hadn't really talked too much yet, and she introduced me to him, and she said, Mr. Hall, I just wanted to let you know, I know you already talked to Ryan a little bit about this, but he Fast Start qualified, and now he's working on Senior Associate. And, of course, Mr. Hall, doing what every good leader does, he gave me that recognition that I didn't realize I needed and I wanted, but I felt so good for somebody who had the success that he had. He gave me that recognition, and he said, I have something for you. And he went back to his briefcase, and he pulled out something we used to call as the power training CDs. And he handed me the CDs, and one thing I want to point out, which I didn't realize how significant this was, I think, until maybe a year later when I started kind of piecing it together of some of the people that we brought on the team that didn't make it and some of the people we brought on the team that shot to the top in executive director positions. One of the key moments in my Legal Shield career was obviously that I had a sponsor that promoted the events and she got me there. That I absolutely would not have Fast Start qualified if she didn't do that. So that's a key point. But number two was, Mr. Hall, when he handed me the power training CDs, he didn't just hand them to me and say, hey, you should listen to these. They're good. He didn't say that. You guys all seen Mr. Hall go into his pitch, right? He sets up, right? And he starts delivering. But you could tell he was very intentional about making sure he knew what he was, I knew what he was handing me. And he explained to me that if I take the philosophies from these CDs and I apply them, I don't think so. It's over there. Nope. Thanks. And he said, if I apply these philosophies to my business, it'll absolutely change my business, change my life. He said, and he also kind of explained to me that, you know, you can listen to these or you can study these. There's a big difference. I did that. You know, I put them in my car. I listened to them all the way through. And I think quite naturally when you heard the CDs, I mean, they were really well done. You just kind of wanted to listen to them again and again. And I could say I probably listened to those CDs 10, 15 times in my first 30 days of having them in my car. And it completely revolutionized my business and my life, just like Mr. Hall had promised. But now if he would have handed them to me and said, hey, you should listen to these. These are good. They'll train you some good stuff. I may or may not have taken them so seriously. I remember I couldn't wait. I had people talking to me after the briefing, and they were just excited about whatever. And all that was on my mind was to get these CDs in my car so I could start listening to whatever Mr. Hall was talking about. I wanted to know what in the world could be on these that he would spend that much focus and attention, in getting me to hear him. So in my first year, so we had that slow start in the business. But 4 months in, so this is about 2.5 months after I had the CDs in my car, things that the slight edge started kind of kicking in. 4 months in, I started making more doing this part-time than my full-time job was paying me. 6 months in, We had a national convention, and I put in my two-week notice a week before the national convention. I guess it would have been 3 weeks before the national convention, so I quit my job because I had 3 months, and that was the other great advice Mr. Hall gave me. He says, make sure that this would be the most comfortable transition, is have your Legal Shield part-time business pay you more than your full-time job for 3 months in a row and then quit it. That's the best transition he suggested. And so I did that. That's what I did. And Legal Shield paid me more than my full-time job for about 2.5 months. And then I put in my two-week notice, and I quit my full-time job. And I didn't realize how blessed I was for timing that we just happened to go to the national convention that weekend as well. And that's where, you know, with these CDs that I had, with the activity that we had been doing, and then going into the national convention and seeing hundreds of people that were walking stage and sharing just their background. Basically, I mean, they spent 5 seconds saying their name, their background, and where they're from. And I sat there and I saw hundreds and hundreds of people walking stage. Gosh, it took an hour and a half just to listen to somebody say where they're from, and they're a six-figure income earner, $250,000 income earner, $500,000 income earners, $1 million a year income earners. And I'm sitting there in those stands and I'm just thinking, wow, I need to work a little bit harder. And isn't it funny that it's so easy to say that, but it wasn't until what my belief was there and my knowledge, I started understanding how to do the business, that I could actually go out there and do that work. 2 months after that convention, we had our first $8,000 month. 2 months after that, we had our first $10,000 month. I remember after that month, I remember looking at my deposit. My first month as an executive director was $10,225. And I started laughing. I was like, oh my God, I just made five figures in 1 month. And then I started crying, just thinking, man, this business has absolutely changed my life and the time freedom that I have. And I love every minute of working this business. I love what we do. I remember the first time they gave me an award at convention. You know, one of the things I said, and everybody laughed, I was like, I feel like I'm playing, like, you know, when you're in like middle school or elementary school, you're playing that game Simant, and you're kind of building these teams, building this world. I was like, I'm just building this world, I'm building this business, and I'm having fun. It was this big game to me, blessing lives, hearing people using the service, and it was just so much fun. And you know what happens when you love what you do? You never work another day in your life. And that's where I was, and that's why I was so emotional, I think, that night. And it all started, I believe, from a good sponsor who told me every briefing reminded me to be there. They reminded me about the heartbeat of this business, is being at the event. And then when Mr. Hall promoted those CDs and I put them in my car, I turned my radio off and I listened to them 10 or 15 times my first month. I could quote them. You could say one sentence and I'd finish it. You know, we'd talk about the Bear Man. You know, and I knew if somebody didn't know who the Bear Man was, they hadn't listened to the CDs enough. I was like, go listen to them again. You know, and they just became such a lifeblood of my business. You couldn't find me my first year after I had my, you know, started really getting traction in this business. You couldn't find me without my trunk having 40 or 50 of these CDs that we sold for, what, $10 at the back of the room. I mean, I had 40 or 50 of them in my car at all times because I knew that when I had a new associate that did something positive, I wanted to give him a gift, just like Mr. Hall gave me a gift. And a lot of people didn't take that gift and apply what they learned. But a few did. They became executive directors, and some of them are some of my best friends today that we hang out and talk to on a daily basis. So the CDs were powerful. And then, you know, we had this transition 2 years ago. And our company changed names to Legal Shield, and some of the information kind of started getting outdated. They stopped production of those CDs. And that kind of it put a little funk in my business because that was something I relied on getting those philosophies across. I know Mr. Hughes and Dave Hall and Mr. Udy and Luke, we all kind of felt the same way. So we kind of said, hey, watch this website, check this out, you know. But we just kind of had this void. And then at convention, they made, to me, the best announcement of the entire convention. And they announced that they now have the new Next Step CDs, right here. And, you know, my initial thought was, yes, now we got CDs that are just like the power training CDs. Then I started listening to them. Everybody knows what I'm talking about. I was like, oh my gosh, These are the best training audios our company has ever, ever put together. Ever. It's awesome. Now, they're done by three of the top income earners in our company. If you combine their Legal Shield incomes together, they have eclipsed $50 million in our company. That's insane. Now, I don't know about you, but when I was new 45 days in the business, I did not have somebody that I could put on in my seat and just feed philosophies of how to change my life, change my world, change my business, do the business properly. I didn't have that type of person. And you know, some of us have heard, you know, to get the lifestyle you want, isn't that what we're really here for? We want a different lifestyle, more time and financial freedom. But if you want a new lifestyle, you've got to have different results in your life. And if you want different results, you've got to have more activity and work going in the business, right? And if you're going to have the right activity going into the business, you need to have the proper full attitude that gives you the excitement and the energy to put in the work that gives you the results that gets you the lifestyle, right? But to get the right attitude, you need to have the right philosophies. And I had people that had the same philosophies that were making $10 an hour all around me. So what's the missing element of this whole chain here? And it's associations. It's what are you feeding into your brain that gives you the philosophies, that gives you the attitude, that puts you into action, that gets you the results, that gets you the lifestyle that you want. And this was it. This was the answer. There's nobody in this business. There's nobody in our company now that has an excuse to say, the people around me, this, that. We can put these CDs in and listen to them. Mr. Hughes did one of the most brilliant things, and he posted on the, it's our specific team, but anybody's welcome, I'm sure, to check it out. It's on our teamrenew.com. He posted a 30-day challenge. And I read it, and I was like, this is brilliant. Because if we can get the associates to take a 30-day challenge of listening to these CDs every day for your first 30 days or from today forward, I can tell you it will change your life. It will change your business. So, guys, make sure you get these CDs. By the way, you can get them from corporate for $3. I wish they'd sell them for $300 so we'd take them seriously. But you can actually buy them in bulk for $3. And they're on UtahLegalShield.com. You can actually just download them, put them on your iPod. So there's no reason we shouldn't be able to have these CDs, and I absolutely promise you that if you don't just listen to them, but if you study them, they will change your life. They'll change your business. All right. Now, obviously, my honor and privilege to bring up, this is somebody that I feel so fortunate to be able to call a mentor and now a friend. Maybe I'll just share this real quickly. Last night, I went over to do a private business reception. And these new videos, by the way, all I used at this private business reception, I used two of the, our attorneys are, what our membership does, and I used the 9-minute compensation, and both of them threw down their credit cards, paid the $149, and they were so excited. But before I got there, one of them had already taken a look at one of the websites we used. And Mr. Hughes has a link to a book. I think it's called Success in Our Economy. What's the book that they forward out? Staying Up and Down Times. I'm not sure. The book that they receive, on GCB? The Perfect Business. So she gets this book, and before I even got there, she had read 10 pages of The Perfect Business. And she's like, this book is awesome. And she starts talking about, you know, these types of philosophies she had never heard before. And I started explaining fortunately here in Utah, one of our good friends and executive directors is not only a millionaire club member with our company, but he's traveled the world. He's spoken, you know, in Europe and India, and people have paid a lot of money to get him out there to just speak philosophy. This is not even about our company. And she was just so excited to have a chance. She couldn't work out with work and stuff this morning to meet the millionaire club member and author. So, guys, sometimes we might not realize how fortunate we are to have millionaire club member Mr. Chris Hughes. I'll have him come up now.
So how many of you are excited about those audios? Got to be the top one. I just keep listening to them over and over and over. And, you know, for me, it takes me back because when I was in the business, maybe about a year, some CDs like this came out for the first time for me. And I would listen to them over and over and over and over and over again. And I can tell you that 30-day challenge is important because it does change you. One of the biggest challenges, you might want to start your notes with this, one of the biggest challenges in our profession is a lack of consistency. People work a little bit, but not consistently. Or maybe they work a lot, but not consistently. They read good books, but not consistently. They come to their briefing every now and again, but not consistently. You know, I was... I'll save that. But Super Saturdays, I mean, this is what's amazing, Mr. Hall. I know we, and the leaders on the front row, the thing that amazes us as leaders trying to... I mean, we serve our guts out trying to help people help themselves. We travel the country. We don't get paid to travel the country. You know, I'm going to Arizona on Monday to serve four or five different lines that I've got in Arizona, and I don't know how long I'll be there. I'm serving my guts out, right? We haul this computer equipment and all these sound, and these guys volunteer every week, and we do all of this because we're trying to get people out of the quagmires of life. And it boggles our minds how we can be here every week. We don't have to be here. Our bills are paid. You know, right? We don't have to be here. But we continue to serve week in, week out, week in, week out. And it boggles my mind that we can send an email out and say, hey, we're going to have a couple, we're going to do some announcements after the briefing. And we have one of the biggest briefings we've ever had. And my thought is, where the heck have y'all been? Right? And in my mind, I'm like, it's the difference between success and failure is so subtle. It's the difference between showing up twice a month and four times a month. Or it's the difference between showing up three times a month and four times a month. It's that subtle. And here's what people say. They lie to themselves and they justify their terrible decision. And they say, well, I've been to three briefings this week. You know, I don't have to go to them all. And you know what? That is a true statement. You don't have to go to them all. But you also don't have to succeed. See, success is voluntary, isn't it? We're not going to hold a gun to your head. We're not going to force you. We can't. You're an independent contractor. What if, after you signed up, someone said, oh, by the way, this isn't an independent contractor relationship. You actually just got hired by the company. And if you don't show up every week, you get fired. Sometimes I wish we could do that, you know? And I know there's people in the audience going, well, you don't tell me and you don't know what my life's like. And that's true, I don't. All I know is I was living below the poverty level for nearly a decade. That's what I know for sure. I don't know everybody's story. What I know is I was dodging bullets in the ghetto for a long time. I know that when I drove my buddy's car and I parked it in front of the house and I went in and he goes, you got the keys? And I said, yeah. And I tossed him the keys on a Saturday afternoon and he walked out to get in his car and it wasn't there anymore. Because somebody got it. Mowing the front yard. And I noticed something running down the street and it's a guy with a weed whacker, a weed eater. Saturday afternoon, he's running as fast as he can down the middle of my street. It's a bad neighborhood. And I thought, that's peculiar, right? You don't see a man running with a weed whacker down the middle of your street on a regular basis, do you? And then I kept mowing, and then I look over, and I see this pit bull running as fast as he can after the guy with the weed whacker. I thought, wow! That's peculiar, right? You don't see that every day, a pit bull chasing a guy with a weed whacker down the middle of the street. Then I notice a guy behind the pit bull running down the street with a 9mm. And I thought, wow, you don't see that all the time, do you? Man with a 9mm chasing a pit bull, chasing a guy with a weed whacker running down the middle of the street on a Saturday afternoon. And then bang, 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 three or four shots. You know, I lay down on the ground, you know. Wow! You don't see that every day. That's all I know. That was my reality before I started in this business. See, this is not a joke for me. My dad, when my parents divorced in 1986, it was devastating. My dad and two of my brothers and I went and lived in this rat hole, this apartment complex. We go through the door and there's roaches everywhere. No furniture. And that was home. And Dad went and got some peanut butter and jelly and some bread and some bologna. And that's what we ate. And when he got his paycheck, I got a rubber mattress to sleep on. I grew 13 inches one year. That's a lot of growth, right? I thought I was going to be a midget my whole life. I was really little when I was a freshman. I was 5'2", 95 pounds. And I grew 13 inches. And I kept having to pull my pants down and pull my pants down and pull my pants down. And I kept my shirt untucked so that people couldn't see. And this was not in a time when sloppy was in. This was a time when preppy was in. Right? You see how kids wear their pants today, way down here, and their underwear showing? I started that back in the... But I wasn't trying to be cool. That was by necessity. I was trying to, cover the flood. And I said to my dad, Dad, and I don't even know why I asked him, because even from the time I was 13, 14 years old, I've been buying my own stuff, my own school clothes and socks and shoes and everything that I need. And I just, one day, I just said, hey, Dad, I need to get some new jeans. These are, I have to pull my pants way down just to rest on my shoe. And my dad, a grown man, and a good man, started to cry. And he said, I'm sorry, son, I just can't do it. You need them, you deserve them, and I'm sorry, I just can't do it. So when, I go to college and I don't finish, I drop out. Because I've got no help. My parents dropped me off here in Utah at a family member's house. And I had no car and no tuition and no backpack and no pencils and no paper. I didn't have anything to start college. I just got dropped off. And when my parents left, I said, hey, I need some money for tuition and stuff. I mean, we never really talked about college in my house. I said, can I get some money for what about tuition? What about a car? And again, I don't know what I was thinking, because I always took care of myself, in large part. And my dad says, oh yeah, son, and he did the best he could. I wasn't mad at him, I just thought, wow, this is my reality. My dad opened up his wallet, and I was praying he'd go for a credit card. He didn't, he went for the cash. And he pulled out two $20 bills. And that's how I started college. And then I got introduced to credit cards. And a lot of stuff started going on credit cards. And so I got this job, and I got to work more hours and more hours and more hours and more hours. And I get to the point where I have anxiety, and I can't go to school because I got to work. And I shouldn't be working so much because I got to go to school, and I don't know what to do. So I quit. And I moved back to Texas, and I was homeless for a season of my life. And I couldn't find anybody to take me in, and I didn't know what I was going to do with the rest of my life. And I bounce around from job to job to job to job to job. And then Legal Shield falls in my lap. It's not a joke for me. I thank God when Legal Shield fell in my lap. Because I love what Mr. Hill said. He was a high school dropout, but he was ambitious. I thought, I found a place where degree doesn't matter. I found a place where background doesn't matter, where race doesn't matter, where religion doesn't matter. None of that stuff matters. The only thing that matters now is how much value can I bring to the marketplace. So, sorry, I'm on a little tirade right now. But can I keep it real? Is that all right? So, what I'm training on... When do I need to stop? How much time? Okay, I'll hurry. What I'm training on, this is what's called the 10 core commitments. When you walk into McDonald's, where are the French fries? They're on the left. So we all walk in, the French fries are over there. When you hear beep, 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 beep at McDonald's, what is that? The fries are done. And you know that because you worked there for how many years? Never worked there, right? Never worked there. Yet we know where they keep the fries, and we even know what that silly little beeping sound is. You might want to get this in your notes. McDonald's didn't make $20 billion last year because their food is good. Right? They made $20 billion last year because the French fries are always on the left. And because even an 18-year-old, a 16-year-old teenager can't burn the fries. See, before they had the beeping sound, the kids were burning the fries. So they got the beeper to keep the kids from burning the fries. See, if you go to McDonald's website, McDonald's Inc., they'll tell you right on the front page, they don't sell hamburgers, they sell real estate and opportunity. How many hamburgers does the CEO of McDonald's sell? He ain't selling hamburgers. He's not in the hamburger business. They're in the franchise business. And McDonald's could plug in any product they wanted to. They just happened to choose hamburgers because that's what the McDonald's brothers started out with. But it's not about the hamburgers, is it? How many of you have seen Super Size Me, the movie? If you haven't seen Super Size Me, do your life and your health a favor and get that movie, Super Size Me. And they'll show you how they go to McDonald's, they got a Big Mac and some fries, they put it in the basement for a year. And a year later, it was still there. Now, some of y'all are like, well, what's the problem with that? Well, that describes plastic or leather or metal, not food. Food is supposed to be, what? It's supposed to break down, isn't it? I mean, a year is enough time, right? How many of you lost a French fry in your car and you found it a year later? And there it was. Same exact French fry. You know, if you put a little bit of water on it, it'll, you know, look normal again. Same fry. It's not food. It's not food. Hold the thought. I know we... But what's the point of all that? The point of all that is not about the food. It's about the system. Here's what's great about Legal Shield. There's a lot of companies out there, home business companies, I've heard, and you've heard, a lot of you have heard, the leaders will say, well, it's not really about the product, it's just about the opportunity. That's not true here. We've got a product and an opportunity. It is about our product, and it is about an opportunity. The reason we have such a great opportunity is because we have a real product. But again, some of us are just playing around with this thing. This is our French fries on the left. This is our beeping sound. You can't mess this up if you follow our success system, the 10 core commitments. You can't mess it up. I see people come year after year after year and they don't hit the levels. And I'm like, are you doing this? Well, mostly. Well, this is, you know, no one's ever said do mostly this. These are the 10 core commitments. If there was only 7 needed, we'd just talk about 7. But there's 10. I'm not going to highlight all of them. I'm just going to highlight what I think are the most important. Number one is attend a business briefing every single week. Every single week you go to your business briefing. And some people go, well, I can't do that. That's fine. We're not angry at anyone. We're asking you to do the best that you can. But in this room is a group of people that want to go big in this business. If that's you, raise your hands. Okay, if that's you, if your hands are raised, these things aren't optional. Does everybody get that? These things aren't optional. Let me give you an example of a lot of the things I'm going to talk about. In the CDs, which I agree with every word Mr. Burns said. How many of y'all heard those CDs so far? They just came out over the weekend. Good for you. In those CDs, Mr. Carruthers, he's our second top money earner. He tells a story of how he came to a convention once, and he had a microwave on the stage with him, plugged in. And he put a bag of popcorn in there. And he pushes power, you know, so it starts cooking. And he's talking and yada, yada, yada. And he walks back over and he opens the door. And then he continues to talk. And then he goes back over and he closes the door and he hits power again. And he's talking, he goes over there and he opens the door. Well, that popcorn was probably in there for cooking for 10 minutes. But it never popped. It never popped. How long does it take to cook a bag of popcorn? I mean to pop them all to where it starts burning, right? 3, 4, 5 minutes? 2.5 minutes? It was in there for 10 minutes. Off and on, off and on, off and on, off and on, off and on. and it never popped. You know what we see over the years? We see a lot of people off and on, off and on, off and on, off and on, and they never pop. They never pop. They never get into the high income levels. And they're blaming their upline, and they're blaming their spouse, and they're blaming all these situations and scenarios, but they never, it's not about all that. That's called the wind. The wind blows on us all, doesn't it? It's not about the wind, right, of pain and remorse and divorce and death and sorrow and don't have enough money. We all struggle with those things. It's not about the wind. It's about the what? The set of the sail. So a 52-week commitment is enough time to heat you up to where you can finally pop, to where you can begin to have the success that you want to have. We ask that you, especially if those of you that you're new but you want to go big, we ask for a 52-week commitment. And it's not for us. We don't care. We care about you, but it just doesn't matter to us. The reason we train on this is because we care that you get the success that you want. But if you don't want to plug in, that's your prerogative. But we know this. If you don't come consistently, you're not going to heat up to the point that it makes a difference in your life. Does that make sense? 52-week commitment. Association, duplication, education. Another great thing that Mr. Crothers says in those CDs is he says, if you're hanging out with junior associates and associates, you're probably going to stay about there. You got to change your associations. You got to change the people that you're hanging out with. If you hang out with 9 broke people, who's bound to be the 10th? Right? It's called the laws of association. Real quick, I learned about this when I was brand new, coming to the briefing every week. I said, okay, and I started going. I didn't have the money. I was so financially messed up. I wrote a couple of bad checks. I just was like, I hope that they don't cash this. You know, I hope they hang on to this for 2 or 3 or 4 days. And somehow, some way, it always worked out. And now looking back, I can't help but wonder if Patrick Shaw, he's a multimillionaire in the company now, I can't help but wonder if he just never said anything to me about it, you know? Which is cool, I guess. It was nice of him. But that's why we don't take checks today. So people ask me, you take a check? Oh, no, sir. All right. So, and again, I'm just highlighting the ones that I think, you know, if you wrap your mind and your heart around the things I'm going to talk about today, you're golden. I mean, you'll learn a lot of other things along the way, but this, you're golden. Expose 2 people every day. Expose 2 people every day. Imagine this. I go to my little shed. I got my pond, right? Big 2-acre pond. I go to my shed. I open it up, and I get a rod and reel, and I put a lure on it, okay? And I walk out to my pond, and I go 1, and I reel it in, and 2, and I reel it in. I say, that was an awesome day. And I put away my rod and reel, and I go in the house. What are the odds that I caught a fish that day? About what? 0. Okay, about 0. What if I got Luke and said, hey, come with me. We're gonna. I know you're busy, and I'm busy. But we've all got time for 2 casts a day, don't we? He says, yeah, come with me. So we go to the shed. Here's yours. Here's mine. We go out. He's on one side of the pond. I'm on the other. We go 1, reel it in, and 2, reel it in. That was awesome, Lucas. Wasn't that awesome? High five. What are the odds that we caught a fish that day? About what? 0. 10 of us go to the pond. Here's yours. Here's yours. Here's yours. We're just going to do 2 a day, right? 10 of us all the way around the pond. 1. 2, what's happening to our odds? They're increasing. What if 100 of us go out to the pond? All we're going to do is just 1, reel it in, and 2. Did we catch a fish? Almost guaranteed. That's 200 casts in about 2 minutes. What if 1,000 of us go to the pond? What? Are we catching fish? What if all we did was 2 casts a day, all of us, just 2 casts a day, every day? Would we catch fish every day? Yes. Now, would you catch a fish every day? No. Because how many are you doing a day? 2. But is someone on your team catching something every day? Absolutely. And that's how this works. This is not, you know, the one thing that I question a little bit in the videos, I love the videos, but when they talk about career, profession, and that's all beautiful and true and great, but I worry a little bit because I don't want people to think that they got to quit their jobs to do this. Does that make sense? I mean, we're talking about 2 exposures a day, just a few minutes a day. How many of you can hand out 2 DVDs a day? By the way, the DVDs are not available yet. Brand new DVDs with all these videos. There's 6 or 7 videos. The reason why they're not available, I texted Tony Petrell yesterday, our Vice President of Sales, and he said because Mr. Darnell South is going into a studio to record in 45 minutes the presentation that we did earlier today, including all the videos. So that's going to be on the new DVD. So there's a full-blown business briefing, which is awesome. So look at this. I mean, you get a team of 20. It's 9,600 exposures a year. Could you grow your team with 9,600 exposures? You better believe it. And some of the larger teams that are in here, they've got associates out there, you know, doing two. They got 200 people on their team, let's say, doing 2 exposures a day. 96,000 exposures. How many of you? What do you call those nets? Is that seining? Is that what you call that? Any fishermen in the room? Those nets that are real big and you throw them out into the water and it goes flat and then it's got weights on the end and it wraps around like this. Nobody in Utah knows what those are? Is it netting really or no? I thought it was called a seining net. I don't know. Maybe it's a southern thing. But yeah, has anybody seen that happen? Okay, very good. I was like, man, I thought I went to a different planet. Okay, so you throw this gigantic net out. And it lands flat on the water, and then it wraps itself around, and every fish that's under that net is caught, right? Well, there's a challenge with those nets. You can only get them so big because only one person can handle them. So they have these ways of, you know, gathering them up, and I mean, they're pretty big nets, but they can't go, you're limited, right? And then you throw it out there, and it just covers the water. Well, let me tell you something. When you've got 96,000 exposures going through your business every year, that's a big net, right? And anything that gets in that net comes into our business. And so this is one of those things. Again, people go out, they get excited, they go to Super Saturday, they do 2 exposures tonight when they get home. They're like, awesome, I'm going to do my 2 exposures every day. And Monday comes around and they don't do it. And Tuesday comes around and they don't do it. Just remember the microwave, okay? Just remember that. Such a great analogy. How many of you will commit to 2 exposures a day? We've got the best tools in the industry. They're online. Send an email. Go to someone's house. Pull it up on the internet. And when the DVDs come out, I'm a big fan of DVDs. I'm going to be getting those DVDs out physically every single day. The other one is you're doing your exposures. You want to do at least 1 long-distance exposure per week. Now, when I got started in Texas. There's, 15 states? How many states have a license today? 16? 16, 17 states have a license. None of them are in the West, which is beautiful. Very few are in the West, which is a great thing. But in Texas, we had to have a license to get started. And it would take people 3, 4, 5 weeks before they could ever make any money in the business. We get them all excited about paid daily. You get paid every day, rah, rah, rah. And then they learn about the license, and they're like, you kidding me? That's not paid daily. That's paid every, you know, monthly, every 2 months or something. So you know what we did when we got people started is we said, who do you know not in Texas? Who do you know not in Texas? And they would start telling us, and we'd send DVDs out. Well, you know what? In my first 2 years, we got into 47 states. My business was in 47 states in 2 years, and then after 2 years, we got into all 50 in 4 provinces in Canada because we focused on this. But we're not talking about sending out a lot of these. We're talking about 1 long-distance exposure per week. You just make that part of your method of operation. Because you know what? I had a friend who was a 6-figure money earner in Louisiana when Katrina hit. You remember that? He went from 6 figures to 0 overnight because his whole team was in Louisiana. In California, the California teams, we've got a lot of big money earners down there. When they have the big fires and the highways close, their income goes in the toilet. It never affected me because I've got an international team. I'm not just based in one area. And you get that to happen in your business by 1 exposure per week that's long distance. And long distance anywhere from, you know, 60, 80, 100 miles outside your local marketplace. How many of y'all can commit to that? Very simple. And it's funny, you know, people ask, well, what do you send out? What do you say? And it's like, don't bog yourself down. I just do like DVD with a sticky note that says, watch this. Hear that? Isn't that nice? Y'all can do this?
Yeah.
Okay, move forward. A Super Saturday a month. This is a bigger Super Saturday than we had last month, isn't it, Mr. Hall? Yes. And why is that so? because people are here to see what happened at convention. They weren't able to go for whatever reason. That's fine. We realize that things come up. But it's bigger than it was last time. In other words, there are people here this time that could have been here last time but didn't come last time for whatever reason. And so we're asking you to make a commitment to a Super Saturday per month. How many of y'all can do that? Okay? And here's, by the way, there's a method to the madness about this. When you start with a PBR, so I get you started, and I come over, and there's how many people show up to an average PBR? Let's keep it real. Okay, 2, 3, something like that, right? It's little. And then we get them started, and we come to the briefing. About how many people are the average briefing? 20, 30, 40, 50, something like that, right? It's getting bigger. And now their belief is being built. They're seeing more testimonials. They're seeing more people. And then we get them to a Super Saturday. How many is at the average Super Saturday? Okay, about 150 to 200. It's getting bigger. And then we want to get them to our regional rallies coming up in October or our international conventions. How many will be there? Okay, 2,500. I'm going to guess Bally's in Vegas, which is, Bally's has a room that fits 5,000. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say we're going to be in that room, right? Because I think they're sold out. But anyway, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. What's happening to the belief of your new associate? It's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Starts out with, oh, this is nice. There's a couple people. And it's like, oh, wow, this is bigger than I thought. There's 20 people here. And then it's like, oh, my gosh, there's 200 people here. And then they get to a convention and go, oh, my gosh, there's 20,000 people here. Is that how it works? All right. Everybody committed to that? Okay, 3 conventions per year. They've changed this around over the years. They used to do 3 corporate conventions per year, and then it went down to 2, and now it really went down to just 1 international convention. However, they're going to do these big regionals in October. Everybody get this in your calendar. October 5th. There's one in Orlando, and there's one in Vegas. Our CEO and president are going to do both events the same day. They're going to do one, get on the jet, and go to the other side of the country and speak at the other one. We get to choose our trainers and our topics. We all get to vote. We get to choose our 5 favorite trainers and our 5 most needed topics, and that's what the event's going to be about. So notice it says 3 conventions per year. The reason it says 3 is because a lot of teams, most all teams in the company, do an event in the summer. They do like a team event. So it says 3 conventions per year. And these are when, you know, you get together. And I personally love the team events the best. I love them all, and you just don't miss. But the team events are great because they're small, they're intimate, and you get to hang out in the pool with some of the top money earners in the company. I mean, it's very cool. So you get to really get to know them and their story and their background. You get to pick their brain. They're much more accessible and available. How many of you can make that commitment, right? We're not talking about a huge level of commitment. And then personal development, and this is about I actually have a 17-hour seminar on this topic, but I'm going to spare you on that. Personal development, here's the bottom line. When you change, things will change for you. There's so many people waiting for a new president. So I'm a political guy, and you know I have my rigid feelings about politics. But let me tell you something. I don't care if it's Bush or Obama. They've never called me. They have never, you know, sent me a check and signed it. And if they did, I'd probably send it back because I think something for nothing cankers your soul, personally. But when your babies need diapers at 11:30 at night and you're out of money, don't call Obama. Okay? What we need to do is we don't need to work on the government and the president and the economy and the wars. We need to work on ourselves. How can you live below the poverty level for 10 years and then get into the top 1% of American income earners in a very short period of time? How in the world is that possible? And I'm not talking about winning the lottery because those people end up broke within 5 years. I'm talking about long-term sustainable income. The only way I'm able to live the life that I'm able to live today, I mean, I imagine just trying to do what I'm doing right now 13 years ago, my poverty, like who's going to listen to me and why? Why would they listen to me? I've had to work on myself. I continue to work on myself to master my craft so I can bring value. So that when I stand up, people hopefully will listen because I'm working on myself and working on myself and working on myself. And how do you do that? What does it look like? You just read 10 pages a day of a good book. How many of you can do that? Read 10 pages a day of a good book. You know, one guy says to me, well, I don't read well. And I said, well, how's that working out for you? I understand I didn't read well either. How many of you read a sentence and you're like, what the heck did I just read? You got to read it again. And what the heck did I just read? And you got to read it again. Guess what? Your mind is a muscle. You might want to get this in your notes. If you can read and you don't read, you're a volunteer illiterate. You have volunteered to be illiterate. If you can read and you don't read, you're no better off than he or she who can read. Or who can't read, excuse me. If you can read and you don't read, you're no better off than someone who can't read. So you read 10 pages a day of what? Think and Grow Rich, The Richest Man in Babylon, The Power of Positive Thinking, How to Win Friends and Influence People, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You read these books. You read books written by wealthy to change the philosophies that you have. See, I was always told that if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. Guess what? Those people never have freedom. How can you have freedom if you have to do everything yourself? Y'all get that? I always heard that hard work is the secret to success. No! I've met people that pick cabbage 12 hours a day, hunched over in the fields. That's hard what? Work. Now, it's noble. They're doing their best to provide for their family. That is not the secret to success. Now, is hard work part of the formula? Absolutely. But it ain't the secret. So this is what we call the slide edge. Everybody see the green, red, black lines? If we all leave here today and we go to McDonald's and we have some of that imitation food, are we going to die? Nope. Not today. Those of you that saw Supersize Me, what he did is he ate at McDonald's 3 meals a day for a month. What happened to him? He almost died. His doctor said, stop. At about what, 22 days? Said, stop. I can't sign off on this. Your cholesterol, I don't know all the stuff. He's like, you're off the chart, you're going to die. I can't sign off and say that if you continue this, you're going to be alive in 6 or 7 more days. Like, I need to wash my hands of this. If you don't stop, I'm out. Right? Because it almost killed him. And he put on how many pounds? 40, 60 pounds in a month. He's talking about stretch marks. My gosh. See, this is what happens. This is the road to failure. Where it's like, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter. When you're 60, you're obese. They got you hooked up to oxygen. Right? You've got no quality of life because your systems are failing you because of little decisions, over time. This green line is these are disciplines. These are errors in judgment. These are simple disciplines that compound over time. If I read 10 pages of a day of a good book today and you don't, is there a big difference between the two of us? Not at all. It's not enough to make a difference. It's like putting popcorn in for 2 seconds. It doesn't matter. It's the same as if you didn't put it in the microwave at all. But if I do it for 6 months and you don't ever do it at all, is there a difference between us? You better believe it. I'm feeling good. You know what? I'll tell you a story. I said to my brother Jeff, who's a millionaire in Legal Shield now, loves personal development. But when I first discovered personal development, I went to Jeff and I said, Jeff, you got to read this book. Gave him Think and Grow Rich. He says, Chris, I don't read that crap. Pardon my French, I'm quoting. And I said, what do you mean you don't read that? And he said, those authors write those books so stupid people like you will read them. That's the truth, y'all. So he told me. And I said to him, not wanting to be combative, I said, Jeff, you may be right, but I like the way it makes me feel. And for me, that was one of the biggest things. It just made me feel good. See, Jim Rohn always said, people don't do well. Why? Because they don't feel well. How are you going to get out and go to work if you feel terrible? Every morning, knees hurt, back hurts, body doesn't feel good, mentally you don't feel good. Did you know you attract what you are? If you're energetic and vibrant, what do you attract into your business? Energetic, vibrant. If you're just, right, just dumpy and frumpy, what are you going to get in your business? Same thing. Okay? So this is the difference between success and failure. Remember I said it was subtle. Remember that? It's so subtle. Just little decisions over time. You know what successful people do? They take responsibility for everything that happens in their life. You'll never hear a successful person say, you know, I was rocking this thing until Obama took over. You'll hear people say that. And they might even make a lot of money, but they're not truly successful, because truly successful people don't blame anyone for anything. Everybody got that? They just say things like, you know what? I was doing great until the economy took a dive. But you know what? I bought a bunch of stuff I shouldn't have. I didn't save any money. Next time there's a recession, this guy's going to be prepared for it. Right? That's the road of responsibility. You don't blame the recession. You know, it's not the recession's fault, because we didn't save money. We overspent. We got house poor and stuff poor and car poor and all that stuff. All the things we bought. Anyway, everybody got this? Personal development. So you read 10 pages a day of a good book. And I've listened here. You know, we've said over the years, listen 10 minutes a day of a good audio, 15 minutes a day of a good audio. I say listen to one CD or 45 minutes every day. Some people go, oh, I don't have that kind of time. Do you shower? Yes or no? Or bathe? Do you brush your teeth fairly regularly? Okay. Do you go to the bathroom? Yeah. Do you get dressed? Yeah. Do you make breakfast? You know what I've looked like all weekend? iPhone in my back pocket, earbuds in my ears. Everything I did all the weekend, when I'm making breakfast, cleaning up, whatever, listening over and over and over and over again. When I'm not doing family time or business time, man, I'm wired in. Okay. And then associate with those who have your solutions rather than those who have your challenge. This one is get a workout partner. I'm just going to show you what it looks like and why it's so important to have a workout partner. So you're the gazelle, you're having a bad day, right? And then your workout partner says, hey, I got you, don't you worry about nothing, right? I got you. And Look at how confused your challenges look. You see that? Look at that. He's like, what? What just happened? Your challenges just get confused and go away when you have a workout partner that helps you save the day. Now, here's the thing about a workout partner. You want to pick somebody strong, but you want to be strong for them as well. We've learned about what happens when people and things and situations are unevenly yoked, right? You want to be yoked evenly. Don't call your executive director because we all get calls, right? Hey, I know this might be presumptuous, but could you be my workout partner? And who do executives want to work out with? Do they want to work out with managers or platinums? Right? But there's a challenge there, because platinums want to work out with who? Platinums or diamonds, right? So you got to find somebody who's at about your level. They don't have to be the same level, but close. And someone who's committed like you're committed. So at the end of the day, when you haven't gotten your job done, when you haven't done your two a day, and you check in with your workout partner, they go, did you get it done? You're like, no. They say, you get off the phone, and you get out there, and you get those two exposures done, and when you're done, you call me back. That's how you want to be as a workout partner. How many of y'all can commit to getting a workout partner and touching base with them on a regular basis, and then be here a year from now? Be here a year from now. You know what's crazy to me? When we get out of high school or college, we take a job. And we sign up for about how many years? When are we supposed to retire? 40 years. So when we got that first job, we signed on for about 40 years. Maybe not that job, but the idea. 40 years. And we fight traffic, and we go there 5 days a week. It's just crazy to me. People say to me, you still doing that Legal Shield thing? I'm like, yeah, you still doing that job thing? You know, it's like, people will give the man 40 years of their lives and their children's memories, but they won't give their own family a year in Legal Shield. Boggles my mind. How are you going to give the man or the woman, whoever owns that big company that you work for, how are you going to give them 40 years, your best 40 years? And you show up early. And they say, can you work overtime? And you go, yeah. And we say, hey, we're just talking about a handful of simple disciplines. Can you do that? And we see the numbers, right? They go, yeah, and then we never see them again. But they're hitting the street every morning, 40 hours a week, going back and forth to their job. Crazy. I don't know. I don't get it. So this is our system at a glance. I don't know if any of your minds are simple like mine, but I have to be able to quantify it. I need to be able to see it and touch it and look at it, right? I wanted to know, what am I supposed to do every day in Legal Shield? What am I supposed to do every day? That's it. Just expose 2 people a day, read your personal development, and listen to your CDs. How many of y'all can do that? If you do that, you had a successful day. Every week, you go to your briefing and training, we're going to start a training starting this coming Thursday here in Sandy of a weekly training with recognition and more to come on that. Just watch your emails. I need to finish. So listen to your conference calls. How many of you are part of a team? Show of hands. Your team has a call every week. You just need to be on that call. Do one long-distance exposure week. That's all you have to do each week. Every month we do a Super Saturday, and every convention we do every year we do 3 conventions. Can you all do that? And guess what? This all takes, look up here, 10 hours a week, 1 Saturday a month, 3 weekends a year. When I was new, I was told that I could make a 6-figure income if I would invest 10 hours a week, initially, 10 hours a week, 1 Saturday a month, 3 weekends a year. And they asked the question, would it be worth it to do that to be able to earn a 6-figure income? Y'all tell me yes or no. That is the system for success in Legal Shield. I'll end where I started. This is not a joke to me. This is life and death for me. Even after all these years, when we put a little space between us and the wolves at the door. Not a joke for me. It's very serious. You know what? It's serious, but it's also very fun, isn't it? I mean, we have a lot of fun in the business. We're able to help a lot of people in the business. And I get paid every single day, whether I work or not. I go and I look at that deposit and I'm like, bam, it's Christmas. You know, it's like Christmas every single day. It is amazing. And that's what I want for y'all. You know, I've got this little 2-year-old, she'll be 2 in May. Her name's Shaylee. My middle name is Shay. My wife's middle name is Lee. Shaylee's our love child, right? So we have this little baby. And she is so awesome. She's got 3 older brothers that are just brothers. And several times during the day, she just, Daddy! And she comes running, and she's squeezing my leg. And I just think she could be in daycare. She could be in daycare right now. You know? And when I leave, so I go and get some bread, right? And I come back home, and she's like, oh, Daddy! Because I was gone for 10 minutes. Daddy! And she comes and she squeezes my leg, and it brings tears to my eyes. See, that fires me up, and that keeps me going after 13 years. Because you know what I want to do? I want to build the fortress that's around my family right now. I want to build those walls thicker and thicker and thicker and thicker to where at some point they become impenetrable. Wouldn't that be something? See, that's what makes America great. What makes America great is that we don't have to be enslaved to someone else or to something else. America's great because we can choose to be free. And with that comes a large responsibility to better ourselves and to better the lives of others. Zig Ziglar said it this way, if you're willing to help enough other people get what they want in life, you can have everything that you want. But the only way that you can help more people get what they want is for you to become more valuable, for you to become more marketable, for you to be able to bring more value and service to the marketplace. And when you are able to do that, you're able to make more money. And I wish that for all of you. So, am I bringing up Mr. Hall? Y'all know Mr. Hall, needs no introduction, the regional vice president of the state, another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Dave Hall. Give him a hand.
We're going to now get into some of the nuts and bolts that they covered in Oklahoma City. And I believe we start off right out of the gates with a video. So if you could grab the lights. Thank you.
kind of gets your energy going when you like see things like this. I can tell you, 13 years ago when we started our first event in the attic of the Flying J truck stop, we didn't have media like this. We had an overhead projector with some transparencies on it that we would put the next thing up there, and then it was backwards or upside down, so then we're like adjusting it. And even if you did have a sharp prospect in the room that day that was sitting there with the paper fanning himself because it was so hot and there was no air conditioning and everybody was sweating and stinking up the place, they'd go, okay, your product makes sense, but this is a carnival I'm attending. This is an absolute joke. You guys look like a bunch of hillbillies trying to run a business. And fortunately, we got enough hillbillies to stick around. Then eventually, things started to snowball and catch on. What we have today, when I see what MidOcean has put together in just a short period of time, that the good old boys from Ada, I love them, but we were never going to break through this glass ceiling. We were never going to hit what we're hitting right now. And I apologize if I go a little bit fast, but I'd like to go real fast so that at the end we can open it up for a Q&A with all the ring earners in the state, so that if there's anything we didn't cover real clearly that you can ask, we can just get it out on the table right now. Can we do that? So I may just have to skip through a couple things. Here's some of the things we're going to touch base on today in this presentation. I'm not going to read them all. You can just glance up there and read them. And we're just going to boogie right through them. I'm not going to read the quote from Mr. Mason. He basically said, we have a great company. We're going to run into some of the highlights. We actually have our own superstar from the state of Utah in this video. You can figure out who that is when you watch this. Come on.
So excited about Legal Shield, my friend.
You
guys are awesome on that camera, by the way.
I'm so excited. If I was involved, my foot would be wagging right now.
I can't even imagine what's coming up next.
I'm very excited. Wow.
I'm totally excited.
This is the big shebang.
I'm truly excited. Yes.
I'm super excited. I've had 3 hours of sleep and I'm wide awake. I'm ready.
I can't even imagine what's coming up next.
I'm so excited, I can't even breathe. Like, my heart's racing right now. We have amazing leadership.
I'm just really enthused about reaching my destiny.
Woo! Let's talk about money!
Amazing things will happen.
There's absolutely no limit to the possibilities that we can do with this opportunity.
All is going is getting better. And better and better.
Legal Shield over the years, it's just phenomenal.
City. I don't use the word excitement when I describe what happened in Oklahoma City. I've been
you know, going to the conventions now for 13 years, so that's about 26 conventions. I use the word confidence because it's easy to get excited about something, but then all of a sudden to come home and all of a sudden you feel like you're like, oh, back in sludge again. I left there going, you know what? There's no doubt about where we're headed if we simply follow the system that Mr. Hughes pointed out. Simply do the exposures and you will become successful. And it does not matter the other ingredients, age, race, religion, stuff like that that Mr. Hughes talked about. Can you improve your ratios by the personal development and everything else like that? Yes. Let me tell you, the lady who showed this information to me 13 years ago was not a professional. She was not a top salesperson. She simply was active. Now, I always like to say, you know, you're one match away from a forest fire. Whether she was personally developed or an executive director or a ring earner or a junior associate, it didn't matter because I was at a point in my life where I looked at it and said, you know what, I hate where I'm at. And I don't want my kids to grow up in this situation. I'm looking for a change. And when it was something respectable, I said, you know what, I'm in. And it didn't matter who my sponsor was. It mattered that I was hungry and I was looking. In fact, yesterday, I made a decision to change internet service providers. I called up a company. I said, look, I want to change. How fast can you get someone out here? He said, actually, I can have a technician there this afternoon. I said, great, send him. I said, by the way, are you keeping your financial options open? He said, what do you mean? I said, my company's rapidly expanding. We're looking for some people. You have great customer service skills. He says, what is it that you do? I said, have you heard of identity theft? He says, oh, yeah, I deal with it every day because people don't want to give us their financial information over the phone while they're setting up new accounts because they don't know who I am. I said, what if I told you that we have a solution to that problem? He said, holy cow, you'd get rich. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm just going to send you an email. What's your email address? He gave me his email address. I said, expect something later on today. It wouldn't be right for me to talk to you about this while you're on the clock with your current employer. Fair enough. Not that hard. Technician shows up at my house that afternoon, installs it, plugs it all in, shows me it's working. I said, great. Thanks a lot, Ben. By the way, are you keeping your financial options open? He says, what do you mean? I said, my company's expanding, growing very, very. I gave the same darn line. He says, absolutely. I said, I'll tell you what, you're on the clock for your boss. It wouldn't be fair for me to sit here and take a lot of time to talk to you. You get paid to go install satellite. What's your email address? I'm just going to shoot you something over later on today. He gave me his email address. I said, great, thank you very much. In fact, if I jump out of there, go to my emails, go to my SEMP folder, here's Ben, here's Sean. You'll notice that they all have the exact same email. In fact, if I click on it, hey, this is Dave Hall. I promise you I'd send you some email information about my company and the incredible opportunity to work with us. We have incredible benefits, paid vacations, company cars, and many more perks. I need you to watch this quick video, and if you like what you see, I can share with you more. Introduction. You guys have seen the introduction. If you like that, you probably want to know more about the membership. Well, here's about the membership. If you like the membership, you probably want to know how you get paid, and then you get the opportunity over. You call me when you view these so we can talk more. Here's my cell. Bam. Done. That's all that I did. And notice both of them have the exact same email. Two people, one afternoon, within a couple hours of each other. I feel so confident that if I just put the exposures out there, sharp people that hate their job or just say, hey, I don't even mind my job, but I'm looking for something extra. And what happens to Ben and to Sean? Here's what happens to them. They're going, you know what? All that I did was say, are you keeping your options open? Can I send you an email? And if he doesn't like it, he can simply hit the delete folder. Have you all hit delete on an email before? Did you get upset and ticked off at the person that sent it and call them up and chew them out? No, you just go, not for me, delete. My job, like Mr. Hughes pointed out, is to put two fishing poles in the pond every single day. People say, how did you guys become millionaires? Put two poles in the pond every single day and expect everyone on my team to do the same. That, and you guys, because the tools that we have are so freaking awesome, I'm confident that the sharp people will gravitate like cream to the top, and I will catch them. 13 years ago, you had to drive to their house and do the full-on dog and pony show. And you had to be good. And if you weren't good, you were not confident that you could do it, so you did nothing. And how much money do you make if you do nothing? That's what I love about it. We finally have the tool that can give the average person confidence to say, I'll send this to my neighbor. I'll send this to my coworker. I'm not embarrassed that the people I go to church with saw a 5-minute video clip about what I do. The confidence will open up the numbers. The numbers will open up incomes that you can't even fathom right now. Where are you at? We went through the highlights. I'm going to skip that so we don't have to see Mr. Crabtree twice. Dude, and it was just only accentuated with the fluorescent green shirt. Like you could just like, it was like Pac-Man going across the screen eating dots. I mean, it was just bad. All right. New videos. They released new videos. Most of you guys have seen them all by now. But every one of those subjects is now released. So when they have a question, they say, well, yeah, but how do you guys get paid? That's a great question. Check your email box. It'll be there in 30 seconds. Have you ever, for those of you that have been around a while before we had the tools, had someone ask you about the compensation plan where you all of a sudden stuck your foot in your mouth? You're like, I don't really know how that works. Not quite sure about it. Hold on, let me see if I can find someone that can explain. And all of a sudden you end up looking like, well, hold on. You don't even know how you get paid in that company? I didn't understand the comp plan for 2 years. 2 years into the business, I'm getting checks, and I don't know why or how the money is coming, but I just kept doing exposures. Now we've got something that thoroughly, and that explanation of the comp plan and the overrides and the residual income and the car bonus, it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. But the other thing about that is your prospect looks at you going, I asked you a detailed question. You sent me an email. Thoroughly explained everything. I'm confident that if somebody asked me that same question, I could forward that email to them. Now they believe they can do it. I love the example that was pointed out a little while back about Roger Bannister. For decades, they said it's humanly impossible to break the 4-minute mile. Can't be done. In other words, nobody had the confidence they could do it. Roger Bannister breaks the 4-minute mile, and then in the next couple of years, they had dozens of people break the 4-minute mile. What happened when someone did it? The confidence of other people said, I can do it. You guys are going to watch our own version of Roger Bannister's breaking through those income levels like crazy here over the next year. New product. Actually, the video explained the product of the old identity theft plan versus the premier plan that adds in some extra things. So out of the time, I'm going to skip this video. Boom. All right. That's back on the price. $24.95 standalone for identity theft product. If you get it with the legal plan, it's $19.95. Now, again, I was there in 2003 when they came out with identity theft. We were packed in the Riviera Hotel and Casino. And they got up there and announced a new product. Now, keep in mind, we were already making a 6-figure income, only offering legal plans. One thing. And they said, by the way, today we have a new product we're offering. And we're sitting in the audience going, what goes well with a legal plan? Shampoo? Vitamins? A drink? A lotion, for heaven's sakes? What could you possibly bundle with a legal plan that makes any sense at all? And we were so used to all the other gimmicky companies out there. We were dreading it. We heard through the Rumorville there was going to be a new product, and we're like, oh no, this is the start of the demise of our company. Jeff Olson gets up there, and Dog and Pony Show explains how identity theft's a real problem. Now, keep in mind, 10 years ago, I understood you could steal my car. I understood you could steal my wallet. I understood you could steal my dog. But stealing my name was like a foreign concept. I'm like, so what? My sister-in-law stole our kid's name before we named him that, and we're not mad at him. You know how some women are like that? Like, well, we're having a baby, but we're not telling anybody because someone might steal our kid's name. You know, they're like protected. It's like top secret information. I'm like, stealing a name, who cares about that? None of us understood identity theft, even after they explained it. Now, here's the kicker. They announced the new product, and you could have heard a pin drop in the casino conference center. We're all like, oh, that's interesting. I mean, no applause, no nothing. And Jeff Olson gets up there and he's like, you all don't get it. You don't understand what they just announced. Identity theft will be a huge economic disaster to the American population and the Canadian population over the next few years. It will devastate lives. You don't get it, what they just offered you. And we're like, you're right. We don't get it. And none of us did. I mean, seriously, at the break, there were some of us that were talking like, are you going to start offering it? Are you? I don't know. Are you? I don't need it. I mean, steal my identity. I got bad credit. Steal it, you know? I mean, we're over there talking to each other out of selling it. It was a train wreck. But slowly, we started becoming educated about what identity theft was. We're like, you know what? I'm going to toe the party line. These guys make a lot more money than I do. I'm going to sign up for it. We're going to try it. Now, we had just a basic plan. Credit report, monitoring, and if something happened, restoration, $9.95. One credit bureau. But you guys ever noticed that thieves, you know, the criminals, like they have like 23 hours a day to sit in their jail cell and think, what am I going to do when I get out of here? And then 1 hour to go lift weights with the other criminals and stuff like that or whatever they do. And the criminals are always spending time to think, how can we outsmart the law? And so as the law catches up with something, they come up with a new way of committing crimes. And then law enforcement catches up, and then they think of something else. I mean, we didn't even think about medical identity theft. We didn't even think about social security identity. We didn't even think about filing false tax returns or stealing an infant's social security number and destroying their life before they even are old enough to get to preschool. It was just a foreign concept. But as the crime has evolved over the years, other companies started joining the industry. And they started saying, hey, we've not only got what they got, we got something a little bit better. Look what we do over here. And so over the years, we realized that our product needed to evolve. We needed to include all three credit bureaus. We needed to do something about the registered sex offender list. We realized there's over 34 billion websites that are known to traffic and trade your personal information among thieves. We need to be scanning those proactively. And there's all these other different forms. And we said, not everybody wants this product, but not everybody even wants the basic product. But there are some people that say, I want the best. My family is worth it. And we need to provide that product to those people. And so they came out with that. Now, you get full commissions on the first 6 months, and on months 7 through 12, you get what we're calling payment earnings, which basically like residual income. And I love this because it pays the exact same amount of money as the $9.95 plan, but then you get a lot more six to 12. Let me give you an example of this. So you go out there and you sell the current identity theft plan, $9.95, you're going to get a $57.38 commission, and that's for a 12-month advance. If you sell the $17 legal plan, it's $98 commission for a grand total of $155. Yeah. Then, if you sell the premium plan, again, you get $57.54, 6 month advance, $17 legal plan, $98. Notice those two numbers are the exact same. But then you get months 7 through 12, another $57.54, making it a grand total of $213 that you get paid for simply marketing almost the same exact plan, but now a few extra benefits on there. But you see there's an extra $57. The cool thing is, as those payment earnings start coming in, it's nice when your team has, you know, a few hundred of those out there on the, imagine a few hundred sales times $57. That's $5,700 for 100 sales times $57. Now, while I was sitting in the audience, and I know a lot of you did this also, I just upgraded right there. I pulled out my iPhone and went right to the website, and I hit upgrade right now and got the new membership. And you can do that too. Up until June 30th, the original writing associate will get the commission for the upgrade. So whoever sold you your membership, if you upgrade between now and June 30th, whoever sold that is going to get the commission for the upgrade. After June 30th, whoever is now currently talking to you about it will get the upgraded commission. So between now and June 30th, I'd be talking to every single person on your organization that you've marketed a membership. And again, you don't need to go and sell the membership. There is a video link that you can say, did you hear about the new product? No, I didn't. Wonderful. Let me confirm that this is your email address. I'm sending you a link right now. Send them over the link. Let them watch it. Call them back 5 minutes later. Not that complicated. Everybody could do that? When everyone could do it, that's what you have confidence in the marketplace. Or right now, you could go to LegalShield.com/IDT upgrade, and you can upgrade right now. Boom. They're going to send you an email verification. You're going to want to respond to that within 60 minutes. If you don't, then you'll have to do it over again. So make sure you do that. New hub sites that we have out there, they're absolutely awesome. You can customize them so it shows on the hub site what you want people to see. In other words, some people are involved in group marketing. They want that on their site. Some people are involved in the commercial driver's plan. They want that on their site. Some people don't. You can go into your LegalShield.com associates only back office website, and under associate settings, you can go in there and you can click on the buttons of the things that you want shown down here in this section over here. So like this has six different buttons in there: legal plan, identity theft, commercial drivers, small business, group, and I can't read the other one, but they've customized, they want six buttons up there. You can put one, two, three, whatever you want. You can customize it how you like it. The new website that you got there, people are going to start hearing the buzz because it's all over Facebook and Twitter and everything about Legal Shield. And they're going to think, oh, but I don't want someone coming over and pitching me, so I'm just going to go online and check it out myself without anybody bugging me. Then go to LegalShield.com, and they can watch the membership right now. They can then say, hey, have somebody contact me, or they can just buy it right then and there on the site. Now, I know some people, when they added this option, got upset. They're like, oh, that means the company's now competing against us. The company's out selling memberships. I don't want to compete against the company. You realize the company takes the commissions generated from the sale of anyone that buys it on the website, divides it then up into a bonus sharing pool, and then deposit it in your bank account. All you have to do is be in Performance Club and, I believe, director or above. Is there any other requirements other than that? Persistency has to be decent. Yeah, for a year. And just, what was it, 2 weeks ago that we all got a big check? Like 2 weeks ago, we all just got a huge dump, boom, right in our bank account. I know the Platinums are getting $4,000 a month from just the profit sharing off of this. And just think about that. $4,000 a month in profit sharing off of people that now some people go, oh man, I don't like that. There is a percentage of people out there that are just absolutely horrified with somebody contacting them to sell them something. They just want to be left alone. Like, look, I've done my research. I want the product. Don't sell it to me. I just want to click buy. And if they have to submit their information and have someone call them back and stuff like that, they're just going to get upset and say, I'm not buying it. So they've at least included that option, and don't feel like you lost a customer because there's a 99.99999% chance you didn't know that person anyway. But if you're in Performance Club, can you still get a piece of that pie? So isn't that a good thing to get something rather than nothing? Absolutely. It always is. And let's say that you talked to somebody and they're like, they didn't want to call you back. They just went online, they found the button, they clicked on it, and they bought the membership and they didn't call you back.
Well, whose job is it to follow up with the people that you prospect?
Yours.
So now let's say a few days later, you do call him back. I prospected Lucas. He went online. He looked at it. He didn't want to call me back because he didn't want to be sold, so he just bought the membership at the website. I call him back 3 days later because that's what I do as a good sponsor. I call him back and say, Lucas, hey, did you get that email I sent you? Did you have a chance to go look at it? What, you bought it? Congratulations, Mr. Hill. I want to congratulate you on a very intelligent business move. Your new membership kit should be arriving within the next few days. If you ever have any questions, would you get a hold of me? I'd love to answer them for you. Wonderful. I then pick up the phone and I call marketing. I said, last week I prospected Mr. Hill. Here's his name. Here's his phone number. He went online and bought a membership. Marketing this says, Mr. Hall, we're going to go ahead and give you the commission for that. Because there's only one way I would know that, is if I called up and he said, hey, I went and bought it. They will still go back in and change that and put it in your bank account. So every Monday I call in and say, hey, last week I talked to Mr. Smith. And I'm just kidding. I don't really do that. You need to have some identifying name. Mr. Smith and Mr. Jones and Mr. Johnson. All right. New email. We all get a new email. This is way cool because now it's going to be at LegalShieldAssociate.com. For the next 3 months, you can still have, if you're using the at LegalShield.com, you can have that forwarded to your thing. But you do need to go into the email settings in your back office and change that over as soon as possible. Because after July 15th, those will then bounce back to the people. So we're giving you plenty of time to just change that. And as we get closer to July 15th, do you think they're going to be sending out more emails, letting people know, reminding you? And then at a weekly training for everyone that hasn't done it, the catch-all that week, we'll probably say, hey, here's some laptops. Take a quick moment. Go do it. But don't wait till then. Why not just change it right now? Just, you know, put that in your notes. Hey, I got to go change my settings on my account. They increased it from 20 megabytes to 10 gigs of storage. Yeah, there ain't no, not in this lifetime or the next lifetime, to run out of, if it's all just email storage for 10 gigs out there, okay? That increases over 500 times, and that's effective immediately right now in your email box out there. The new welcome kit that's out there, Mr. Burns talked about the most important part of that, which in my opinion is those training kits, but you'll see that they're going to get the Connection magazine, they're going to get a new Live More magazine, they're going to get a flip book that has all the new changes and comp plans and stuff in there, plus some brochures and CDs. The CDs, DVDs will be coming out, I believe, in the next week. They were just about done when we were there, but not quite. So, man, they just keep adding stuff in here. There's the next four CDs that I was talking about, Mr. Burns mentioned. And I guess that, you guys, that's a game changer because before, when we recruited someone, we had to hold their hand, wipe their nose, and walk them all the way through the business. I mean, literally, you didn't feel like someone was really in the business until they were almost up to the director or executive director position. You're constantly answering their questions. Now, every answer to every question about anything in the business that they need to know, that they need to know, is somewhere in those CDs. They might have other questions like how much wood could woodchuck chuck, woodchuck could chuck wood, or something like that. But everything they need to know is in those CDs right there. And if it's not in those CDs, they do tell them, call marketing, 580-436-7424, if we haven't answered your question. So again, 700 employees at the corporate office ready to answer their phone. In other words, you don't have to be sponsored by a rock star to go make a lot of money in this business. Anyone can sponsor someone and give them the kit that they need to go out there and make a fortune in this business. And then this, you get a coupon, let's call it, for 500 free business cards to Legal Shield in your new kit. I can tell you, the people that I've sponsored over 13 years, I'm going to say that probably about less than 5% of them ever went and actually ordered business cards. I mean, I've got people that are executive directors that don't even have a business card. They say, hey, you got a card? They're like, oh, no, I don't have any business cards.
you notice that people actually feel part of it. They feel like they're officially with a company when they have a business card in their wallet. And they can actually hand you it. Like, I'm really working for this company. I have my own business. It's amazing how proud they are of those business cards. Let me tell you, just last night I was at Roxbury Juice. Walk in there, waiting for them to make my smoothies. Corkboard. I took every business card out of my thing. Boom, stuck them up there. When I go to grocery stores, when I go to gas stations, if they have one of those cork boards in there that have business cards, or people sell their dogs, or, you know, lawn mowing, or whatever they do, it's just a community bulletin board. Why not put yours up there? If somebody out there is having a legal problem, they're walking in to get gas, they look over there and it says, Legal Shield. I wonder what that is. They come over there, there's five of them behind that little pin. Pull it out, take one, stick the pin back. I'm going to go check this out. Boom. Remember, Mr. Burns is on my team because I gave away a DVD to a kid at a car wash. I didn't call that kid back. He went home, watched it, and called me. That led me to Dan, who led me to Bryn, to Will, who led me to Bryn, who led me to Mr. Burns. Mr. Burns has made me hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why? Because I simply got the information out to somebody who honestly, in the long run, didn't even want to do the business, but they were curious. But it led me to someone who did. Is the information on how to do this business on a website link that you can put on your business card? And if you got 500 of them free, are you confident enough to just stick it on the phone now? You can't count that as your exposure for the day. I did 10 exposures, Dave, all of them in one safety pin. No, those are not exposures. Exposures are when you actually talk to somebody and then give them something that explains the business. But why not be putting them out there everywhere? You're one match away from a forest fire every single day. The PowerPoint that came out, Mr. Hughes did it today, fabulous. It has the embedded movies. Let me tell you why this is a game changer. I do a lot of traveling. On Monday morning, I'm flying to Oregon. I'm going to be working all next week in Oregon and then doing their Super Saturday in Portland on the weekend. But you know where I'm spending the majority of my week next week? In the heartland of Oregon. Small little towns, because I got some people rocking it in a place called Bend, Oregon. And little towns all around there is where their team is. So we're going to be doing tons of presentations. But when you go into a small marketplace, they don't have this type of energy. They don't have millionaires sitting there on the front row that are dynamic presenters. They got people just starting, trying to figure this business out. And before, when it was about the presenter doing the information, sometimes that presentation would fall flat on its face. And a sharp prospect would judge the opportunity by the presenter. How cool is it that 90% of the information they get to read, or they watch a video that explains it? Product, explained by a video. Compensation plan, explained by a video. Opportunity, explained by a video. Can the same person in Bend, Oregon go through the exact same information that Mr. Hughes went through? Absolutely. Is that duplicable for everybody no matter what? Yeah. Yeah, the presenter may have one or two extra jokes that they get to throw in and stuff like that. But the fact of the matter is, a sharp person can sit there and go, you know what? That flat out made sense. I get it. You guys, the duplicity in this is the game-changing ingredient for everyone in America. There's no marketplace that shouldn't blow up from this. We're changing the time. We used to always have people here at 7, start at 7:30. We're bumping that up a half hour. We're going to, that's the old one. Let me back that up. We're changing, we're going to be starting at 7 o'clock. So 6:30 is pre-registration, so we're bumping it up a half hour. 6:30 is going to be the present registration time. 7 o'clock, we're on stage. We're doing the presentation. Because we're adding that training on the back end, we want to make sure that, you know, hey, people can get home for their babysitters and stuff like that. So we're going to bump it up just a little bit time-wise. And also, I don't know if everybody realized this, but we have what we call an event after the event. So after we're done at the event, we all go to a restaurant and hang out and shoot the bull and chew the fat and just tell stories and have fun. I'm telling you, this last weekend we had Mr. Ron Krieger.
come join us. I'm telling you, I found out war stories from Ron that I did not know existed. True? All the leaders were there. Ron has some history with this company to just blow your freaking mind. And we're like, what? And I mean, he shared stuff with us that's never been shared on stage. I mean, it's all good stuff, but you just didn't realize it. And I'm like, I am so glad that I didn't miss this event, that I came here tonight, because in 13 years, it's never been spoken at an event. It might be another 13 years before we tell that same story, right? Everyone will be counting him after the event. What did you say? What did you say? So, again, we're gonna be starting at 7, starting this week. Make sure you plan accordingly with your guests and stuff like that. The agenda has slightly changed, okay? Again, we don't have the training modules yet. They're coming in May, but we have some incredible training up until May where the corporate office has put this together. And another reason why this is huge is, again, in those small marketplaces where they don't have training because nobody feels like they're qualified to be in front of the room. They're like, well, I'm only a manager. I'm the highest ranking person in this small little country town, but I don't know how to train because I'm not a millionaire. Now the thing is, it was put together by millionaires. The content is there. All they have to do is click, and the videos and the information you can read and just go through it. In other words, it would be like reading your kids a bedtime story. Anybody can read it. Turn the page, read it, and then there'll be audios and video clips embedded in there, okay? New basic training. Totally redone. Mr. Ryan Burns is doing the next basic training this Wednesday right here in the Salt Lake Community College. If you have people that have not been to a basic training yet, they need to get to this as fast as possible. Fabulous information. They get their own spiral notebook with all the information in there. In May, we're going to be launching a new one, but there's a lot of people that are like, hey, my people need to get there so they can qualify, so they can extend their 30 days. Because remember, you have 30 days from the date that your person attends that class. If they don't attend a class within the first 30 days, it can expire, and then all of a sudden they now have to fast start qualify a slightly different way. New group school, again, coming up again in May. There's also new small business stuff, again, coming up in May. You definitely want to be at these things. You move up through the compensation faster than you ever have before for senior associate manager and directors. Let me see if they to advance from a senior associate, you have to attend the basic training class and have 3 junior associate legs and make 30 personal sales. That's the biggest change down at the lower levels. Before, there wasn't a 30 sale requirement to go to associate, but to go from junior associate to associate, you had to fast start qualify. But then to go from associate to senior associate, you had to help 3 people get to the same level that you were at. And so there was a lot of people that they got to associate, but then somebody else on their team got to associate, and that was kind of like the power leg, and it cut them out of the commission line. And our company went and hired an outside research firm that writes compensation plans for companies to come in and look at ours and say, what can we tweak and make better? And this is one of the biggest changes they said is you need to put a gap, always leave a gap there for that person to always stay in the money. So again, previously to go to senior associate, you needed to create 3 associates. So you're an associate, you create 3. By the time you get the 3rd one in, the other 2 have cut you out of your overrides and you missed out on a lot. Now you only need to have 3 junior associates. So that leaves the associate level open and the senior associate level open for overriding there. Then, now 3 junior associates and now 3 associates, all 30 sales could come from one leg or your soon senior associate leg. Once you promote to senior associate, you will still earn double overrides on all your junior associates who did not promote. Help these 3 fast start qualifying. You'll have built your structure for manager. Just add the volume. That's the structure for manager, but for manager, you do have to have at least 100 sales. They can be personal or organizational to go to the level of manager, which is nice because if you were a senior associate trying to go to manager before, you had to help 3 people get to senior associate. Now you don't, which is really, really nice. So to go manager before, you were a senior associate helping 3 people create and senior associate. Now you only need to help 3 people get to the associate level, leaving 2 generation gaps there between you and where the new level is that you're trying to get to. Again, same requirements that I just mentioned before. You guys, this leaves money on the table for those new levels that are progressing through the business. Such a big difference from, I mean, literally the compensation plan that we had in the past. If someone gets a check from the company, even if it's only a $50 or $100 check, they go, you know what? I didn't even do anything, and two sales were made, and I made $70. And they look at that and go, you know what? I'm never leaving this company. Why would I throw this money away? It's coming in. It's that those new people that are the grass fire in the company. They're the fragile little tomato plants. Just one little thing wrong can knock them out of the business. And if they don't understand the comp plan, they're like, well, I helped this guy in, and he got three memberships, but I didn't get a commission. Well, you didn't get a commission because he caught you real quick. We want to leave that gap there so that they can always be getting paid from them. To go from manager to director, you used to have three managers. Three managers had to have each 100 sales, which would have meant 300 sales in a best-case scenario. Now, only a total of 200 sales. Only 200 sales, and you can go to director, but you only have to have three senior associates in the business, not three managers. So, again, the structure is in place. When you're going manager to go director, just the volume has to go from 100 sales to 200 sales. Pretty simple to do. All right. When you help those three legs become power 20, in other words, they're producing 20 sales a month, then you're an executive director. They actually don't even have to have three sales doing 20 sales a month. You just have a total of 50 sales. So maybe one line's doing 20, one line's doing 20, and one line's doing 10. Or one line's doing 20, one line's doing 10, another line's doing 10, and you personally did 10. Any combination that adds up to 50 makes you an executive director, but you can't count more than 20 sales out of one line. Or you can just go do 50 sales like Mr. Udy does and not even worry about how many your team does. Okay. Other new incentives, all current and new junior associates who join before May 31st advance to senior associate within the first 45 days will receive 100 Live More magazines or 100 Worry Less live DVD, Live More DVDs. Their sponsor will also get the same thing. So you go out, you sign up a new person, and you help them get to senior associate within their first 45 days. So senior associate goes, starts at junior associate, then associate, then senior associate. So it's the third compensation level in the business. You're going to have to help them work. You're going to have your sponsor, you might need to get a restraining order to get them away from you. They want to help you get this really, really quick because you get 100 tools free and they get 100 tools free. Again, it only takes one tool to go out there and recruit a rock star, so they want to put another 100 of them free out in the marketplace. That's going to drive from working a lot. The 90-day sprint tracker, go download this. It's in your back office. There is a 90-day tracking sheet. I strongly encourage you to have this printed off and follow it to the T. Follow your point system, and you'll see when you start inspecting what you expect, why your business is or is not working will become crystal clear. People say, Dave, I've been in here for 6 months. It's just not working. I said, well, then just bring me over the list of the prospects you handed a tool to in the last month, and I'll help you. Well, I gave one to my brother-in-law when I first got going, and he would be great, but he just won't say yes. And how long ago was that? Well, that was 6 months ago. And they want to start living in the past. Like, what did you do this week? If you inspect what you expect, all of a sudden your numbers will go up dramatically. Again, that's all with the 90-day tracker. It helps you set your goals. I'm not gonna read all the fine print there. All of these slides, though, are in that Adobe file. If you go in there and download that Adobe file with the 90-day tracking sheet, it goes through all of this. I mean, this is just simple examples of things that they say to prospect other people and ways to give out tools. I won't go through all of them here. You can briefly read some of the examples and responses to people. And, yeah, we're not going to read that. There. Okay, so here's what your 90-day tracking form looks like. Starts up there day one and just goes all through. All 90 days have your new exposures. In other words, if you're going to be doing two exposures, who are they? names and phone numbers. What did you give them? When did you follow up? All those kind of things. And then October 5th, Mr. Hughes talked about the events coming up that you want to go to. It's going to be called the Believers and Achievers. We've got a quick...
Coming this fall, an event like no other, where you get to choose the city, the speakers, and the topics. It's the Believers and Achievers Regional Sales Conference, October 5th, 2013. You can choose to attend one of two venues, Orlando or Las Vegas. Then, everything at the conference will be decided by your vote. Choose the five speakers you want to hear and choose the five topics you want to learn more about. Your vote makes the difference. Seating will be limited. Only 2,500 will attend at each venue. Be one of them. Reserve your place in the audience for only $59 to be part of this utterly unique and energizing event. Where will it be? Who will it be? What will you hear? Let your voice be heard. Believers and Achievers 2013.
All right. And then I believe we have a video clip from Mr. Alan Friendly to wrap this up. Yes, Alan Friendly. And this is 12 minutes. It's the last 12 minutes of convention, basically. As soon as I saw him coming up here to kind of wrap it up and pull the philosophies together, I ran with my iPhone, and Chris was sitting right in front of me. I ran with my iPhone down on the very, very front row. I mean, like, I'm sitting, like, right next to Darnell Self and Dave Cibula, right on the front row, and I held my camera for 12 minutes to videotape this. And then I find out that they put a professional recording that's not shaking, you know, in the thing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I sat there holding my camera. I don't know if you've ever had to hold your arm up on a 90-degree angle like this for 12 minutes, but, like, it's hard to hold. So we get for those of you who weren't there, as Mr. Fernley kind of pulled all the pieces together, here it is for you.
And yet when I reflect on what we are about to do now, you know, the problem with dreams is that you're asleep when you do them. And when you wake up from this dream, you'll find that our reality is much better than what anybody else is dreaming in the world of network marketing today. You don't have to bother with your dreams. You just have to understand our reality. It's 100 million people. Right, so each body is a million. And you can see deep down tucked at the bottom left-hand corner is Legal Shield. That little orange guy with the yellow around him, he's Legal Shield, and he's 1.4 million, so he's a bit bigger than that. In order to grow the company, you know, you don't have to go through all those colors. You know, if we need to double the size of the company, I just need to pick up one little orange guy at the bottom. What does that mean? If I were to grow this company to $1 billion, I only need to pick up two little orange guys. I don't need to pick up the whole lot. I just need to pick up two, and you guys are three times bigger than you are today. If I were to speculate, and I don't know for sure, how many close substitutes there are out there to our product, because, you know, the competition is coming in two places, really, internet and companies who sell to large firms. I think they probably could take up as many as six other bodies there. So we can wipe out the first line and say somebody's got a product there, and maybe we can take one off the bottom there. And that's the amount of people who are being serviced. Even though we know 50 million would really definitely like to buy the product right now, I guess not more than six or seven have actually got it. And then, of course, beyond that, you've got the 25 and the 30. Thank you. another network marketing company out there who needs network marketers more than we do, I would suggest no. We need guys like you, plenty of you, that, because that is the way to get to the market. If I am the jewelry seller and I'm saying, you know, is there another way to market? Of course, there's plenty of ways to market. You know, I don't necessarily need network marketing. I might choose to use it, but you can buy jewelry anyway. We, in particular, need somebody to engage in a conversation because ours is a complex sale. Here I am selling jewelry. Yeah. Do you want to buy it? It's there. You've got to send it's jewelry. Can you see it? It's there. Yeah, okay. Do you want to buy a byproduct? It's there. You can't see it. You see it? It's a complex purchase. It has to be explained what's inside there. I'm going to come back to that very important point. Now think about this. Is there another network marketing company that can use technology better than us? You think about that. You see, we sell, it's here again, we sell empowerment, confidence, and well-being. There it is. You see it? Empowerment, confidence. You can't see it. Don't worry if you can't see it. You can't see it. Can you see it? Okay. See it again. Can you see that? Nothing there, right? We sell empowerment, confidence, and well-being. But our products, this thing here, can be captured on video. That feeling can be captured on video. If I'm selling this piece of jewelry, I can capture it on video, but of course I've got to show it at some time. And if I'm showing this pot of cream, you can see it at some time. The media of technology, the video is not really helping this because you've got to see the thing in some way. If I'm selling a pill, I've got to eat the pill, you know? Anything else that you sell that's tangible is like that. But we are selling a product that is empowerment, confidence, and well-being that you can't see because it's a concept, it's a service. Back to the slide, I think. So the product can be captured in video. Now, because we can capture our product in video better than anybody else, we can put a product experience into the customer's hands that can be viewed at their convenience. This is very different from anybody else in network marketing. It just means that we are uniquely qualified to market to both the real and virtual world. What do I mean by that? The real world we've talked an awful lot about. You come round, you meet somebody, hi, how are you doing? I'm doing fine, what are you up to these days? I'm doing Legal Shield, 94% will say I've never heard of it. You haven't heard of it? Well, I'm amazed. You know, for under $17, you can talk to an attorney in your state about whatever you want, whenever you want, no limits, no surprises. Wow, that's fantastic. Hey, let me send you something right now. Give me your email address, ping, you've got it. The experience is there. That was a real world experience. What happens if on my Facebook that I've got some friends and I say, oh, I see what you're up to by your postings over there. You've got teenage kids. You must be worried about that. Hey, have you ever considered Legal Shield? You make a contact and rapport first, but you can do it electronically. Now, why is that important? It's important because direct selling itself, network marketing, is born out of communities. Communities are disappearing all over the world, except at the same time, electronic community is growing. Who are the people who are going to take the right ground and be able to transition from real world to virtual world? That's where the world is heading. That's what's going to be different. I would suggest to you that we, as a network marketing company, are fully capable of moving uniquely into the market of both real and virtual world. And believe me, we'll be hitting hard social media in the next couple of months, and we will be moving along in that direction. If it's real or virtual, and this is what really excites me after a lifetime in direct selling and network marketing, it always will start, whether it's real or virtual, with networking. Meaning that every sale needs to start with a social contact. That's what I really understand by networking. You absolutely, whether it's real or virtual, you need to build rapport. Whether it's real or virtual, you need to create interest. But the good news is, when he comes to that handoff point, you really don't need to go any further. You can hand off to the technology and then follow up behind it. Did you see it? Do you like it? A whole chunk of what is painful is sort of taken away. And that brings me to another factor. Anybody can do this business in the way that we have now configured it. It is open to the whole universe. Don't tell me for a second there's nobody else that's out there that can sincerely and honestly say, anybody for sure can say, well, you know, I got this thing. Oh, you're interested? Yes. Take a look at this. The pain is gone. It's disappeared. And now we can move into a new era where lots of people can participate with us. You know, evidence is that you'll get pretty low percentage results from mass leafleting. In other words, if you go out there trying to capture these people who really want the product who don't know what it is without telling them what it is, your chances of success are pretty slim. If you go and stick a folder in every car in the car park and you put 100 in there and one bites and you say, oh, it's great, every time I put 100 in here, I get one back, I get a 1% return, there's something wrong because you should be getting up to 70% return. Why would you go and tarnish all of that market to get the one when you could have got 70? You need to really approach this in a serious way. Mass leafleting, e-blasting is not the way to go. This is not a mandate for mass marketing at all. This is a mandate for network marketing in a way that nobody's done it in their life before. And incorporating that is doing the business the right way. I don't really think we're George Foreman Grill. You know, I see us more as Aflac. I don't want to call us on Saturday morning like one of those things that, you know, join and sell real estate. I earn $1 million in 1 month, you can too. That sounds a bit weird to me, quite frankly. There's nothing weird about the way we sell. It's absolutely possible to earn a substantial income, in my opinion, doing the business absolutely the right way. In doing this, we must protect the brand. You know, don't fall out of love with the worry less, live more. It's what we stand for. Nobody is picking up the franchise for Nike in Oklahoma City today and saying, I don't like Just Do It, let me put something else on there. We are not to be abused. We are a serious brand. That brand is resonating very well every time it's seen. That tagline, worry less, live more, is our strength. We must not violate it in any way. You see, I think... if we are all aware, and we know what a legal shield associate should be, and I don't see this as some kind of ragtag army of rebels floating around, you know, all going in different ways. Oh, I know how to get, I'll go over here, I'll go over here. We're more like Navy SEALs. We look after each other, we watch each other's back, we know we're disciplined. We are army. We protect each other. We move together. We don't allow any messing about in between. We are strong. If we get that right, we will have the force. Guys, thank you. Networkers are a compulsory integral part of our sale. More than any other network company out there, they're a compulsory integral part of our sale. They make it work. Technology is a natural fit to our company, more natural than it is for any other network company anywhere in the world. And anyone can do our business. Anyone can do our business. More than any network marketing company anywhere in the world. You know, I think it's kind of time to make history. You know, direct selling was invented, I don't know, in 1850 or something like that. Sears Roebuck, for crying out loud, you know, was there. The Sears Roebuck catalog in 1850. The Fuller Brushman came around in the 1950. Which is the company, do we think, that is going to be leading the network marketing industry in 2013? You see, I believe that Legal Shield is a next generation, 21st century network marketing phenomena. You know, I didn't think this was our destiny a year ago. I didn't think it was our destiny a month ago. I didn't think it was our destiny a week ago. But I honestly believe it's our destiny. I believe it's our destiny. I believe it's our destiny.
Here's what we're going to do. Normally, right now, we'd be done wrapping up. But what I'd like to do is just take maybe about 20 minutes or so and do a Q&A. If there's anything we didn't cover completely, can we go another 20 minutes? All right, I'm going to bring up the other two ringers, Mr. Chris Hughes, Mr. Ryan Burns. If you guys grab a chair, throw it up here on the stage. And we got two wireless mics, and we'll need to grab that one right there. And if there's any questions that you guys have now, we'll start right back here. Lowell, can you get a copy of that video? That one right there? Shoot me an email, and I'll send you the entire PowerPoint. ppldave@gmail.com. Just ppldave@gmail.com. ppldave@gmail.com. Looks like our handheld mic needs... Okay, you got that? All right, question over here. That's a great question for Mr. Hughes.
No. I think I'll answer that. The group trainer will help you with that. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She had a question about how the commissions are going to work with the group, the identity theft in the group arena, right? Yeah, so your existing members. Yeah, I would call, that's a corporate question. Yeah, call corporate on that.
It works the same way that the compensation plan's always worked. But the only difference is what you're going to need to do is go back to the HR person and get a new payroll deduct thing filled out that authorizes the company to change it for those who want to change their payment option. And so,
call corporate. Sorry, yeah. Call corporate.
Good marketing. No. No. Yep. If you want to talk to your members, you have up to June 30th to talk to your members. After that, I'll be talking to all of them.
With love.
Other questions right here, Mr. Thomas. Mr. Burns?
I mean, again, that's going to be a corporate question, but before, just with the four kids, you could rotate through them if you wanted. You could take them off and then rotate through.
If you've got 10 kids, hopefully, for the sanity of your wife, they are spaced out so that one of them is over 18 years old and would need their own identity theft plan at this point. And therefore, 8 is very generous to have that many under 18. Again, as they turn 18, drop them off, add the youngest one on.
You only need to explain this to Utah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an isolated.
But you can only add one spouse.
Moving on. We got one over here.
It's 45 days from the day they got started. Yeah, it's 45 days from the day they got started. Call again?
Call corporate.
Watch how easy this is.
580. It's the minors. It's the extra dollar for the minors is now 8 children, both of them. The safeguard for minors is now 8 children instead of 4.
Is that all the questions? If that's all, then we've covered it really clear today.
580-436-RICH.
Good question.
Good question. Basic training is going to be right here. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. We'll start registration at 6:30. The training will start right at 7 o'clock. Yeah, $10 for retake, and all new associates, obviously, within their one, the fast start period, are free to attend.
Yeah, it doesn't matter where they were sold.
It's all still in place.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there. They didn't change that, right? That's all.
Yeah, nope, it's all the same. The question, not everyone can hear it. He asked, is all the requirements still the same for those who want to advance through the compensation plan by group volume? We showed how you advance through structure, but some people just only do group, and all those requirements have stayed the same. Nothing has changed. So you can still do it either or. Any other questions? Typically going to be about once a month. As the numbers get bigger and bigger and bigger, we'll be adding more and more classes. Any other Mr. Burns. I don't know. That's a good question for Mr. Hughes.
Just to call corporate.
I'll call corporate, yeah. No, she wants to know where the event after the event is.
Wherever y'all want to go. Where?
Just call corporate on Monday. Ask them where it was. All right. Jared.
Call corporate. Where's our event after?
To check what?
Oh, to know how many spots are left?
There's not very many, if any at all, at this point. Yeah, I bought extra tickets because I know that when Vegas rolls around, I'm going to have a lot of new people, and it's going to be sold out, and I want those people there with me, and so I bought extra tickets. Don't call me and ask for them. So, Ron has a question.
Okay. Yeah, what we're going to do, we did this in Southern California. We started our weekly trainings with just a handful of people in five different marketplaces, San Diego, Orange County, Inland Empire, and Los Angeles and the Central Coast. Our smallest weekly trainings were like 200, maybe. Ours that I ran in the Inland Empire, we averaged about 400 to 500 a week. But we grew that by doing something that we initially thought was silly. It was creating this university concept. And then we had 8 weeks of topics, different topics each week for 8 weeks. And they would be topics like the recruiting system. So how you recruit, how to do a three-way call, maybe the 10 core commitments, how to structure your organization. What else? What are some of the other topics that we've had?
Why Legal Shield.
Yeah, why Legal Shield, what makes us different in the industry. But there'll be eight, and they're structured with PowerPoints. And so at the end of 8 weeks, everyone who attends every single week, they've got a punch card, and we punch that card. And once they've got all 8 weeks accomplished, then they get a certificate. So it's a beautiful certificate that looks just like a college degree. And so you would get a bachelor's degree from Legal Shield University. And then people would do another 8 weeks, get their master's, and another 8 weeks, get their doctorate. And then we do special recognition and play time and fun time and training for the people that go all the way through the program. And the thing is about this is that it seems silly, but people get excited about the recognition and the certificate, and we found that more people started coming. First of all, more people started coming. Second of all, more people started coming consistently. And once they went through the process, then production was up, recruiting was up, advancement was up, income was up, everybody was doing well, morale was up. So that starts this coming Thursday, and there'll be after the briefings. They really want us to keep everything on one night because people have babysitters and stuff like that. Let's just get it all done on one night. So our briefing, we're going to do our best to get down to 45 minutes. I don't know how we're going to do that. I've done it twice now, 59 minutes each time, so we've got work to do. But then after that, 15-minute circle up, get your guests started, and then there's going to be about a 30 to 45-minute. We're going to do recognition first, quick recognition, who sold a membership this week, who got a recruit this week, who Fast Start qualified this week, and we have a gift for everybody who Fast Start qualifies. And then it's training, week one, and then the next week, week two, and we do that for 8 weeks, and then do recognition. Yeah, our goal is to start this Thursday with everything. So it's week one. And here's the thing. If you miss week four, you know, you're waiting 8 weeks to get it again. So, again, it's built-in consistency. Yes, sir. Sure.
You bet. Thank you very much. Yeah. It's just
funny how many sentences or one-liners in Ron's little speech there are foundations that we've grown up on, the four stages. You know, Jeff Olson taught us the four stages. It is unconscious that we know that. You just brought it out and verbalized it, but I was like, yeah, that makes sense. We know that from the education system that we grew up on. It's just a no-brainer at this point. It is totally unconscious that we just realized that.
A comment on that. I remember when I was, again, in my first year, sometimes I would get calls or for my sponsor, or I was like 5 or 6 weeks in the program, and I hadn't quite had the, you know, I was committed, but not really committed. But it was just that little punch card. I mean, it's so silly, but I just remember thinking, it's like, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. Oh, but then I'll have to wait weeks to get that topic, and now I got to be there. It's such a silly thing, but I'm listening to this as thinking back from my baby associate time, and it's such a big deal. So, I mean, it's big for you, but everything that you see in our trainings, our Players Club, the car bonuses, these CDs, it's nice to take it in for you personally, obviously, but when you start thinking on another level, the bigger level of what we really want to get to, all these things, it's more important to do them yourself so that eventually you can be the person that your team is modeling. And then now, you know, you're telling them, I went through my 8 weeks, and there was a few weeks I almost missed, or those training CDs, they helped me, and now you're really, our goal is just to be passing these on through our team. So, you know, I think it's great to be thinking
What am I learning personally here? And I'm learning and growing. But more importantly, maybe, is getting your mind as quickly as you can to be thinking, what am I learning personally? And who am I teaching these same concepts to with all these things that we've gone over today?
Decision is the Thursday night event. It's an unconscious. It's never, what are you doing on Thursday night? Let me think about that. What is on my schedule? It's an unconscious, almost reaction to, oh, it's Thursday. This is where I am every single Thursday, non-negotiable. If you have to think about, and some of you come from different marketplaces where you have a different night of the week, but if you have to think, what do we do on that night, then you're not to that unconscious state. Because it's non-negotiable. There's just certain things that are non-negotiable. And some people think, oh, well, you're just trying to sell me on coming on Thursday.
Yes.
Darn right. Darn right. Just like you try to sell your kids don't do drugs. And you say, oh, your kids may be, oh, you're old-fashioned. You're just trying to tell me not to go get drunk. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. And why? Because of the wisdom of having already been through the journey. And looking back and seeing the people that got on the slight edge the wrong way because of little decisions they made along that way. And we want you all to have a huge income. Why? Because most of you are on our team, and if you have a huge income, we have a huge income. So there is a selfish motivating factor there. But think of how cool that would be when you bring a guest to an event and we have the entire community college maxed out. And we have three rows of just ring earners, people making over $100,000 a year. And think about what your prospects are going to think when they walk in. There's 800 people, because we could put 800 in this building all the way down this whole thing. And they're looking at that going, holy cow, you got three rows of people making six figures. How cool. How easy is that for your prospect to make a decision? I'm in. I see the evidence. Some people are blown away when they show up now as guests because and they're like, wow, this is amazing, all the momentum and stuff. But take us back a few years and you look what where we were, you know, in the Flying J truck stop and stuff. We didn't have that. But we know there's so much more potential here. So, yeah, we're going to try to sell you on being there Thursday night. Not because it's better for us financially, because we want you to have success. And we know what happens. There's not a single person anywhere in my organization, and I know these two will back it up with their organizations, that's making good income in this business that skips the weekly business briefing, not a single one anywhere. Any other questions? One last one. You're the last question, Mr. Blanky.
I found out those CDs are $3. I mean, I'm thinking buying 30 or 40 of them, because then you can hand them to them. And what I gave the CDs I got at convention, I gave them away to the private business reception I did last night. I gave them to them. They live in Orem. And so I just told them, I said, now you're going to get these CDs in your packet in the next 3 or 4 business days. Just make sure you let the person who you sign up next know how important these are, and then you can pay it forward. That's what I'm doing. I'm
actually
just getting them.
Can I make a clarification?
Yeah.
They're not shipping those out until May 1st.
Oh.
So, and the only reason that I know that for 100% fact is because Ron and I were on the phone with marketing yesterday, and they'll be shipping out. New people right now aren't getting those. But in May, will we have a boatload of them here to make sure that everybody gets some? Absolutely. So just, I've been telling people the same thing. You're going to get these here in a week, and they're awesome. You're going to love them. And I found out yesterday that, no, they're not going to get them. And the nice thing is, where can they get them right now? UtahLegalShield.com. Go in there, download them. They got them right now. So it's not a roadblock. Just get it to them that way. Sorry, we already gave the last question to Roman. don't worry. In time, everything will be available here. But right now, everything's available at corporate. That's where you can call and get things. Let's give these other two leaders great hands. All right. You guys ready to figure out what's happening next month? Next month. I know you want to get up and stretch and run and run to the bathroom because we've been here a while. Give me just a minute. Next month, mark this date on your calendar, May 25th. May 25th. How many of you really enjoyed the training that Mr. Hughes gave us today? It was only about a half hour, but could you tell that he has some passion for it? He mentioned he has a 17-hour training that he didn't have time to do today. We've been wanting him to train, not just at a briefing and a little half-hour training afterwards, but give us a full 2 hours of that training course for a very, very long time. So next month, May 25th, we have Mr. Chris Hughes doing our event. And we are kind of spoiled because he is here in our backyard and he's requested all over the world and we have him here. And so we're going to fit him into the schedule. Now, tickets will be available out in the foyer. Please take the advice of Mr. Hughes when he talked about the 10 core commandments that are non-negotiable. Recruiting, you're going to see recruiting and sales go through the roof. Here's what I can tell you. If everyone in this room recruited one new person, we would exceed fire code and we would turn away people at the door. We're going to go through an amazing growing curve here over the next year. And unfortunately, we are going to run into that situation where we're going to have to say we only could fit in what we had room for. Everyone who leaves here with a ticket today is guaranteed a seat at the event. That, could you think of a reason why you wouldn't want to be in that group and take the chance of, well, I'll see if there's something available the morning of when I walk up. Some of you are really serious and you're like, you know what? With these tools available, two exposures a day is a joke. I'm going to do them 5 to 10, and with as many people watch this, I'm coming back here with a whole army of people. If you buy 5 tickets, you get them for the price of 4. So in other words, you literally can get in for free. Get 4 other recruits, say, hey, I got you a ticket to this event. There's a millionaire that's going to be training. Bam. Your business is going to absolutely explode if everyone on your team had that philosophy. Again, we're just trying to tweak your philosophies. Here's the worst philosophy. I'll see if I can make it. I'll see if I can make it. It's not the fact that you leave here without a ticket that makes a big difference. It's the fact that your philosophy said, I'll see if I can make it. Because that's the same person that has the philosophy that says, I'll see if I can do 2 exposures. And that's the same philosophy that says, I'll see if I can be here a year from now. And the truth is, we all know where that ends up. You get to measure your philosophy today. I'm either yes, going to be there, it's non-negotiable, there is no other choice, or I'll see. I beg of you, not for me, not for Mr. Hughes' ego, for your future success, have the right philosophy when you leave here. Focus on abundance on May 25th. Be here in front of Mr. Hughes. Thank you all for coming out tonight. Tickets available in the foyer. Don't forget, Profiles of Success books are still available. A couple of them back there.